You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Are we ready? Are we ready for the Son of Man to come today? If he walked in the back door of the church, would we welcome him? Would we know him? Would we appreciate him? Or would we find him a little difficult to understand, a little difficult to see? Because, see, we meet him all the time. He challenges us frequently. He meets us on the street and in the store, in our homes, in our families. Frequently, he comes to us to see if we are ready, to see if we are willing, to see if we are prepared. You know, I was thinking this week a lot about the apparent contradiction between that Old Testament God who is full of fire and thunder and lightning. We had a lot of thunder and lightning, I guess, this week. So, you know, that kind of brought it home to me. You walk outside and the lightning's flashing all around you, and you know that if one bolt came in your direction, it could be all over right then. All that thunder and lightning was something that the people who lived out in the hills and the Judean countryside must have been very respectful and in great awe of. Can you imagine being outside during one of those thunderstorms like we had this week? Whew, that'd be scary. Well, there's that God, that Old Testament God, that God of fire and thunder, that God of law and judgment. And then there's our New Testament God, the God that Jesus' love so epitomizes, the God of mercy, the God of forgiveness, the God of love. And I thought, you know, we tend to see that as a dichotomy. We see that as a contradiction. The Old Testament, the Jewish people saw God as being tough. It was a hard life for them. It must have been tough being farmers, being herdsmen, being out there in the world with none of the technology that we have, that we've come to expect, come to be comfortable with. But then we see God as love. So which is he? Well, he's both. All of the above, as they say at the end of the test questions. He is all things. God is tough when you don't know him. His law is hard when you're not trying to live right. His word is difficult when you are not part of his family, part of his kingdom, part of his community, part of his ministry of all us believers. But then when you are part of that family, when you are part of the kingdom, when you do want to follow him, when you are trying to do the right thing, that message changes. Yes, there's still law. Yes, there's still judgment. Yes, there's still punishment. But there's also mercy. There's also love. There's also forgiveness. I guess I can use Leonard as an example today, since he's up for a possible judgeship, that if he has to sit at that bench, he'll have to decide. Is this person to get the letter of the law, the full weight of the punishment, or does this person deserve some mercy? Are they trying to do different? Are they trying to do better? Are they trying to do right? That's going to be a tough job. I don't know that I'd want to have to make those decisions every day. And I certainly wouldn't want to have to do the job that God does, knowing people's minds and hearts and knowing how many of them are walking away from him, even when he calls them, and knowing how many of us who try to go in his direction and do the right thing and be his people still stumble and fall. He gives us law because we need it. He gives us judgment and punishment because we need it. But he gives us love and mercy and forgiveness because we need that too. Think about it. Think about the old dad, you know, who's got his young son and he has to punish him when he does wrong, but at the same time, he loves him. He cares about him. He'll forgive him in a heartbeat. He just wants him to do right and live right and be right. So God loves us, punishes us when we do wrong, gives us law to follow, and when we fail to follow that law, we get the consequences. We kind of do that to ourselves, don't we? But then He's there to forgive us, to pick us up, to clean us off, to put us all back together and wipe away our tears and the blood from our scrapes and scratches. He is all those things. And what does He ask of us in return as members of His household, as people of the Word, as Christians, as followers of His Son? Only that we be ready. Only that we be willing to accept Him. Only that we look to Him for that love and forgiveness that He's offered. He doesn't expect us to be perfect. We can't be perfect without Him. We're not even complete or whole without Him in our hearts. Many's the time I have heard people talk about that hole in your heart that only Jesus can fill. You know, we forgot to pray for somebody today. The people in Afghanistan who were doing medical mission, who were all killed because the people in some small community there were more filled with hate than they were with love, more filled with anger than they were joy, more filled with, I don't know what they were filled with. Sad that people can treat each other that way. Sad that people can be that far from the wonders that we know, that we experience, that we feel from God's love. But we know there's a better world. And He's promised us that at some point we would arrive at that better world. That He would be waiting for us. That He would have a place prepared for us. No more suffering. No more pain. No more hate. A perfect, pure world. A world of wonder and joy. A world where all we have to do is sing His praises. Are we ready? Are we practicing singing His praises with Craig up there at the keyboard and Janie back there at the soundboard? Yeah, I think we're working on it. We're not always quite in tune. We're not always quite on key. We sometimes forget the words, but we're working on it. Are we ready? I think we're ready. I think we're trying. I think we're being the people that we can be. Knowing that without Him, we don't stand a chance. And knowing that even with Him, we're still going to stumble and fall and mess up and miss out. But He said, that's okay. I'll be with you. I'm hanging on to you. I'm there for you. And when times get really tough, I might even pick you up and carry you. God is with us. He's given us His Son. He's given us His promise. Don't think that He's not capable of laying down the law and providing a little punishment if it's needed. But He's also capable of providing all the love and all the forgiveness and all the wonder and joy and peace and hope that you could ever stand. Amen.